Welcome to your favorite podcast. It's Full Coverage with your host,
Manny Mue.
Deep Throat Manny Mue.
Deep Throat Manny Mue.
And Laura Lee.
Period. And Little Throat Laura Lee.
And Little Throat Laura Lee.
Who has the longest neck of all time? So
I was just talking to my assistant this afternoon about long neck issues.
Does she have a long neck?
She has a very long neck, and she told me she had neck issues. And I said, when she said that, I said, well, I have a long neck, so I actually have some neck issues too, because my neck's so long, I feel like there's no support.
There's none.
And she was cracking up, and then she pulled up her hair, and I was like, oh, look at that long neck. I was like, you got a long neck too? She was like, I do. She said, I have a long neck and I have neck issues. And I'm like, my theory is it needs more support.
It needs more like muscle or things around it to like get you up and upright. No, I agree. Like, there'll be like, random days Laura's like, my neck's acting up.
My
right
neck's
now.
Acting
it
up.
Hurt. I slept wrong. And like, I get that too, but definitely not to the point that you do.
Yeah.
Because I have a short, stubby neck.
Lucky dog.
I want a long neck like yours, dude.
Do you want to sleep on a 1-inch pillow? Is that what you want?
I want little foot. I want a little foot neck. I want a, what's the dinosaur that has the longest neck?
Oh, they're, it's called long neck. Necks. They're called long necks.
Listen, I give neck too.
He does.
I be giving neck. Ugh.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we're going to start with our peek and pit this
Let's
week.
Let's start.
And then guys, we have this really cool game we're going to play.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's like literally the point
of the video.
Hello, shout out to Pretty Basic. Because I saw them playing this game.
And we were like, wait, we should play that for one of our episodes. It's like a game where you have to draw a card and it asks kind of like a more random question.
Yeah.
But we have to answer it and like you learn things about one another and like it's just interesting altogether.
It looks so cute. It's called, basically what the game is actually called is We're Not Really Strangers, I think is what it's
called.
We got it on Amazon and that'd be kind of fun. We're gonna start with level threes because it's like we already know each other so well. Like, why would we do level one and two when we're already like we're at three?
We feel like that could lead for a boring podcast. Yeah, so we wanted to do level three to spice it up.
The juice.
Just jump
I want the
right
hugo.
The hugo.
The hugo.
The hugo. The hugo.
The hugo. Okay. So let's go and start with peek and pit.
All right. So Manny, what is your peak this week?
Peak for the week. Okay. So I went out this last weekend.
Club goer.
Being a little. We can beep it. So I ended up going out. And so recently I've been going out and I've been like a little bit more thoughty with my outfits.
You're in your thoughty era.
I feel like I'm more in my thoughty era than I've ever been in my whole life. No, since I was in my thoughty era in my young 20s, but now I'm in my young 30s and I'm like almost like revisiting every 10 years. I go back into my thoughty hole. You know what I mean? It's like a 10-year thing.
It's a 10-year reoccurrence.
It's a reawakening, if you will.
It's a reawakening.
A resurgence.
Do you think Gabby has inspired this at all for you or no?
I think so.
Gabby's been real skanky.
She's way past me.
Yeah.
Clothing-wise. Yeah. And it's like, it is inspiring because I love it. And I just like having friends who are like about that. They're like, you do you. Like, you fucking do that. You live the fantasy and you do whatever the fuck you want. So I was, but it's, you guys, mind you, I'm like literally not in anything crazy. I'm literally like in jeans, but like my shirt is like slightly cropped.
Yeah.
But like I have a jock strap on so you can see it a little bit. Like
there's the thought.
There's like the slight thoughtier vibe.
We knew it.
You knew it was coming.
Yep.
I got hit on record breaking for me in one night 7 times.
So Thoughtalina came out and all of a sudden they're lined up.
And suddenly the boys are at the yard.
The boys are at the yard.
Did all it take was a crop and a thong?
That's all it took.
Or G-string?
I feel like it is. Like, especially when you specifically go out to West Hollywood and you wear that, I feel like it's like
more suggestive.
It is more suggestive. Like, it's okay to hit on me. Like, I don't mind it.
Like,
it's
more inviting.
It's more inviting. Whereas, like, if you're more covered, maybe you don't get hit on as much,
right. Which
proves it's like less inviting for conversation. But people are like, ooh, looking hot. Let me just let them know.
Yeah. It's like, because I got like a lot of compliments and then they turned into like, I would say like, so two of the seven were like, where's your boyfriend at? Like, where's he at? And I was like, he's at home. Sorry. And I'm, because all seven of the people hit on me wasn't interested, by the way. But it was still nice to be hit on.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, so two of them, I was like, no, my boyfriend's at home, sorry. And like a couple of them were like, what's your IG? So I give him, of course, my other IG.
Oh, because you, you got the one locked one. And loaded now.
Uh-huh. So I can give him my Manny Moon instead of my Manny MUA. And it's so nice to have that because there's no like, it's just like more like chill me, not, it's like my Hannah Montana me.
It's your Hannah Montana.
It's my Hannah Montana. So it's like nice to have my Hannah Montana. So I got to use that. And so it was fun. It was just like nice to go out and like feel like desired in some way.
I love that.
You know, so it's that was my peak.
Okay, so my peak is Erin is, I guess it's like Erin, but she's like doing so much better in college. I feel like I should update you guys just because I went in like so much with all the drama with her. So it's like, I feel like I just have to kind of give a little update. She's doing so good. The thing she's struggling with now, because she's wanting to find a part-time job, because like right now she's doing YouTube and like that's her income, like and it's great for her and she's doing a really good job at it, but she's just like, for me and my age, she's like, I'm struggling with being a social media influencer, because when you have to make your own schedule and like you have to do all these things with no one telling you and there's no structure to it and it's just like whatever goes. She was like, I just feel like right now in my life, I'm only 18 and I need a little more structure.
Totally.
Cause she says like Erin deals with a little bit of depression here and there. And I mean, I think a lot of people do.
Totally.
And she's like, when I'm not, we were talking on the phone last night. She was like, well, when I'm not productive, like, and I don't have a lot going on, I start to slip and I start mm-hmm. to feel low. And I'm yeah. like, that's normal. Mm-hmm. And that is depression. And I was like, totally. But I was like, that's normal. You know, whenever you're like productive and accomplishing things and feeling good about yourself and being active, like it high. Does help. Yeah. It helps keep your spirits mm-hmm. lifted. It helps keep you in a good place. So I was like, what do you need to do to, you know, work on that? Like, what do you need to do? And mm-hmm. she was telling me, which was like, I'm thinking about doing like a little part-time job. And I was like, absolutely. Totally. I was like, you should totally do it. I said, because you've only technically done one job and it would be good for you to get some more experience regardless of what it is. And she was like, I have a lot of friends now because like she has good roommates and like she's been able to go out and meet people. Mm-hmm. But she was saying she would love to meet even more. And I was totally. Like, a job would totally open that for you. So she's trucking along. She's doing great. She's like, I'm proud of her because she's like figuring out like what works for her mm-hmm. life, what doesn't work for her life. She's questioning she's things. She's maturing. Growing. She's figuring stuff out with trial and error. And it's really good for her. So yeah, so she's glad. Doing great. She's doing really good and she's making changes and things are happening.
They're happening. They're
things
going.
Are happening.
I
things
can't even imagine being 18 and trying to do like YouTube stuff because like the structure that you have with school, you have to be so focused and like honed in on. Mm-hmm. So you almost like don't want to feel like you're structured like other things, but it's hard not to be.
Yeah. And Aaron's
it's hard not
like,
to be structured with that stuff.
She's like in her easiest classes right now. Mm-hmm. So she's like, she was even saying like, even in school, like it's not a challenge. It's like really easy right now. Right. Like there's nothing
for
to
now.
It.
Right.
And so she's just like, kind of like bored in yeah. a way. And I told her, I was like, well, technically you wouldn't be bored if you did more of the things that you need to be getting done.
Right.
I was like, you're kind well, of course. Bored because you slack in areas of like all the stuff you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like you slack doing it. Now, Erin isn't like to the point where she was where she's not doing things. So she gets herself in a bad situation.
Right.
But she was like, how do you stay productive? You're always doing something. And I was like, first, let me just tell you this first and foremost, do not compare your productive level to me because I am a psychopath.
She's a workaholic.
I'm a workaholic. You, like, and I can't. Told that to Erin. I was like, do
Don't
not
even compare.
Compare with me. Mm-mm. I'm glad you're asking me and I can tell you some tips that can help you feel good and get going, but mm-hmm. like don't say, well, I'm not as productive as her, so I'm not productive. I was like, don't even go down that road because
you'll spiral. I've gone down the road and I was like, I'm spiraling because I'm not as productive as Laura. Yeah. I'm like, Laura, am I a loser?
I don't like, expect no. anyone to do that. I want people to be happy. I'm like, you're not going to be happy if you're constantly like trying to compare and keep up. But like everybody's life is different. Everybody's life runs different. You got to do what takes care of you and what's right. going on in your world, which hers is pretty different than mine. So
right.
yeah. it's good though. I'm just happy because whenever she's in a bad place and like things are not working, it's a
it, like, stresses you out.
It stresses me out.
It's like the back of your head. You're like,
it is 24/7. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. But now I'm like, oh, so nice.
You're like in a coast. Like now
We're
you can feel calm too.
We're in a coast,
you're
baby.
You're chilling. Everything's fine. Everything's you're living.
Sliving.
Sliving.
Sliving, if you will.
If you will. Okay. So let's go and take a break before we go into our pits Ooh. Of despair and doom. Be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
And we're back. So we're going to spill some tea and then it's like our pit is like spilling.
Our pit is essentially the same pit, but it's spilling a little bit of tea.
We have combined forces.
Yes, combined pits.
We combine our pits.
Two pits are better than one.
Instead of one.
Yep, deodorant.
So guys, we're working on some stuff for full coverage.
Absolutely.
And we're really excited about it. But we just got like, I don't know, you want to say what it is? We just got some samples in and they're really floppy. And like, we were going to try to come out with some stuff like this holiday season. Yeah. But I just don't know that's going to happen. Because listen, I was like, I got mine in first. And yes. I was like, Manny.
Literally one day before me.
I was like, I don't like this. It's not
the
good.
The quality is
and
not
Manny
quality.
And Manny was like, well, let's just see. And then Manny got his in. He was like, nope.
I was like, wait, Laura, let me wait till I get my stuff in. Mm-hmm. Got it. And I said,
ma'am,
what's going on?
What is this?
It was rough.
Yeah.
So we're at a little predicament where we're like, okay, we have to go back to square one.
We do.
With the freaking same stuff. And I'm like, dude, that sucks. It would have been so nice to be able to have a little launch for a holiday.
It would have been.
Like a cute little
thing. It would have been.
You know what I mean? But like a little moment.
And this just can't happen.
No,
I mean, it just can't happen. It just like we can't say yes to this.
It was undoable.
And for that, we thank them for trying
very much.
But
a flop,
if you will,
flop era,
a flip flop era.
Yeah, flop era. So, which is frustrating because I've worked with them before and things have been better. So I'm just like hoping we get back to like.
Back to there.
Back to the old spot back that I've been at before. Stuff. So I'm like, let's get back to reality.
I feel that.
And let's get back to the full fam.
Exactly.
Because we're never going to do something that we don't love.
That we're not proud to put our name. That we're not proud to put the full coverage on.
Absolutely. Because like there's us and there's full coverage. You know, like this is sacred.
Yes.
You see this pink writing?
That we forget to turn on
all
the time?
That we forget sometimes? It's sacred. So that's our pit. We're like working on a little project. But no more holiday for us. It's so stupid.
It is. It's frustrating.
It's so annoying.
We're like, you guys should hear the little voice notes we send each other. We're like.
Oh, it's so like literally this morning. I'm like, this is so stupid and ugly. That's literally what I
And then like the email we type out is like so professional.
Oh, this is what we think about this, this, and this. But to us, I'm like, it's ugly. I hate it.
It's a flaw.
Yeah. But in emails are like, thank you so much.
I started it with like, this is all the stuff we love.
Yep.
But overall, it's absolutely terrible and we will not be moving forward.
No. We need a big redirect.
I was like, but I hyped it
we
up so
love
high.
This, and this, and this, and this.
Crash and burn.
But everything else, no.
Shall we jump into our game?
Let's jump in.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay, so how does this? Hello, stranger.
Pull one and just read it and see if it makes sense.
Okay, that's what we'll do. So we have a deck here that we're gonna just go base off of. Like, we can just pull this little thing.
Level three,
reflection.
Oh, who is that girl I see?
Whenever I hear the word reflection, Mulan.
Oh yeah.
Every time.
It's scarred in your brain.
Wild card.
Uh-oh.
Okay, wild card. Both players write a note to your younger selves.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Nope.
Maybe in my spare time, but I just don't know absolutely how well, like, that's going to go for the podcast.
I don't have that in me to, like, write a note
okay,
of, like,
okay, wait. Let's bounce off that card. If you could tell your younger self, you get to pop in to just your younger self, and you get to have a really, really, really quick, like, a little jolt with them. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I would say it's going to get better.
Okay.
To mine, because for me, when I was little, I was, like...
Like, how young are you talking to?
I'm talking, like, 10.
Okay.
Anything, I would say like literally anything like younger than 15.
Yeah.
So really like young.
I would be scared to tell myself too much information because then you could, like, fuck up the future.
Absolutely. Well, this isn't the butterfly effect either,
it
though.
Is! No,
we're not going into butterfly
effect.
You're
going to ruin everything.
We're just thinking of, like, what would you tell them, like, a little morsel to just, like, keep going?
I would say, my God. The thing is, I would have like 15 things I need to say.
But you get one. You get one. Like, you get one little
blurb.
Thing.
You get a blurb.
That's why I say it's going to get better.
The thing I would need for me to do, and I did do, and I'm happy that I did do, and the thing I would need, would hope I would just pop in, is keep being ambitious.
Yeah.
Like that burning feeling, that overwhelming,
the drive.
Like that drive that you have, like, it sometimes it's felt so wrong because sometimes other people don't have, I don't know, you just feel weird
totally feel weird.
It sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, just keep doing it. Just keep fucking
it
doing it. Just rock and roll.
I love that.
Rock and roll. I'd be like, just keep being ambitious.
Keeping ambitious.
Shoot for the moon, baby. Shoot
absolutely
for the moon.
And if
shoot
anything, you fall on the star. Right?
Maybe I would also throw in a little bit of you're worth way more.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, your self-worth is way more.
Way,
like, every
higher
time, just raise the bar another notch, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe that too.
Okay, let me
any
see
other
one
good cards?
Let me see. Okay. What do you, so this is for me, like, so this is for me.
Okay.
So I'm asking you a question and this is for me.
Okay.
Got it. What do you think my defining characteristic is?
You know, if I had to go off what people always describe you to me is, oh, I love Manny. He's so
blank, blank. Right.
I would say happy.
Aww.
Like, people always say how
they
you're.
Say that?
Yeah, they always say you're so happy. Oh, I love Manny. He's so happy, or he's so goofy, or he's so fun. Like, it's always a very high spirited adjective that they use to describe you.
Energetic.
Energetic.
In some way.
Yeah, in like a good way. It's always a positive. Thing.
A pothead.
But I would say good energy, happiness, joy.
I like that.
Yeah, that's really great.
That's cute.
It's one of the best.
I feel like I would low-key describe myself as that too, though.
Oh, this one's deep. I don't know if you want to answer this. Ooh, I'm going to make you answer it. What about me is hardest for you to understand? My vagina?
Well, that, of course. That's number one. Do you know what's hard for me to understand is I think that you, so it's more so about, like, you and Ty, the aspect of, like, being with someone and, like, having that, like, real connection where it's like you almost feel like this yearning when you're apart.
Yeah.
I have such a hard time grasping it because I'm so
that
hyper independent.
That makes
sense. So then when you do things when you're like, oh, like, Ty's not here. So it's like, and I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Because I've never felt that before.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm always very, like, inquisitive, and I love, like, asking them about, like, their relationship, things
is
like that.
Is it interesting to you to see us be kind of merged into one a bit?
Yeah. No, because, like, you guys have been together for so long,
yeah,
and it's still, like, we'll just pop into each other's rooms while we're working just to say hi. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I would never think that.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in a relationship for, like, a long time, let alone years and years and years.
Yeah.
So that's why it's always so interesting to me to be able to see your guys' relationship dynamic, because it's so different than anything I've ever seen.
How funny.
So different, so unique. And, like, obviously, like, I, like, same with, like, my parents. Like, I think the same thing. But, like, anyone that's in my life that I'm close with, that has, like, long partners, it's so fascinating to me because I love seeing it, because I love your guys' relationship so much. And I feel like it inspires me, too. Like,
of
I feel
course.
Like if I don't have a relationship like Lauren Tyler, I don't want one. seriously, I'm dead serious. Like, if I don't have it like that, then like I would rather be single.
I will say this. I'm really happy because I've had really bad relationships and it creates a tumultuous life in general. If you have a bad relationship, like a toxic relationship, I've been in toxic relationships and it kind of makes like your full life experience a little more toxic in all areas. Because whenever things aren't good up here and what's going on at home and like in your heart, it makes like your whole world crumble a little bit. So I'm so blessed to have a good relationship with my husband after so many years, but it also has helped me be successful with his support and like not have to, you know, go home to a toxic environment.
Right.
You know, that like it makes it hard for people to do big things whenever their environment at home is so toxic.
It's trash.
You know, you know, so that makes me happy. Oh, this is, let me ask one more and then I'll pass it to you.
Okay, Dave.
What do you think my weakness is? I have a lot.
This is so funny.
I have a lot of little things. I can answer it for you too.
Okay, how about that? Yeah, answer it for me. Okay, I would say weakness. I'm trying to think because I feel like I have a hard time finding like literally any weakness in you, but you're also like my best friend. So to me,
I think one for you could be like physical activity. I think it's a weakness for you. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
No, totally.
But I'm just saying, like, for you, like, that is something that you're not, like, you're not excited about.
Do you know what I could have fucking said as my pit?
What?
Being obese. You guys, it's just like, we're just trailing.
We're trailing.
I went to the doctor's, like, a few weeks back, and we did, like, the weight and, like, the all the things. And I'm, like, sitting there just, like, waiting for results, like, whatever. He goes, you're obese.
No.
And I said,
you're lying.
What do you mean I'm obese?
The way I would have jumped out the fucking doctor.
I literally was like, he's like, not morbidly obese, but obese.
What?
I said,
No.
What's going on? Because I'm like,
Manny, you gotta quit going to the doctor.
I think I'm over the doctor.
I think
I'm done. I think I'm pulling
crazy.
A Laura.
Yeah.
I think I'm pulling a Laura.
It's time to pull a Laura.
I think I'm pulling a Laura.
Have some inner peace here.
Yeah, some inner peace, some inner fucking vibes. So for me, I was like just really, really shocked because I was like, I feel like I'm like never been more fit in my whole life.
Yeah.
Dead ass. And even though I don't like to do it as like much like, you know, like physical labor vibes. Like I still definitely like work out and I still like am active in different ways.
It's more like physical activities for you, not working out. Like you're a total workout.
I would say also a big one is like the sun for me.
Oh, that's true.
The sun specifically.
The sun will get you.
The sun gets me every time. I'm very weak with the sun.
The sun will get you.
Okay, do you know what? Okay, I'm thinking about one. So I'm thinking this is, it's also like for you, it's good. To me, I'm like, oh my God, why did she do that? Like when you won't take medicine if you have a headache.
Oh yeah, that's a big one for me.
That's a big one for her. And that's like a big thing. And like I've had friends my whole life that were like, oh no, and I'm like, why just take it? Mm-mm. Like in my mind, I'm like, just take the Tylenol.
Nope.
But it's not even a weakness, it's a strength to you. But to me, I'm like,
you're like, bitch, you're crazy.
I'll take,
I'll take one for you.
Like, even if Laura's like fucking sick, she's not going to the doctor. Like, if she's like the spider bite in your back, remember, like, that was like a moment.
Yeah.
I was like, are you gonna get the check? You're like, it's gonna be fine. She's very like, rub some dirt on it.
Yeah,
kind of girl.
I'm a rub some dirt on it.
Rub some dirt on it and walk it off kind of girl.
It could be toxic,
but it could be bad
for sure.
It could be bad
because there are areas.
But what if there's like something bad?
I feel like my gyno will catch it in my yearly appointment.
There we go. Oh, so you're technically still seeing a doctor every year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I have to. Yeah. Gyno.
Wait, you know what's funny? Because like I always felt like you never went to the doctors.
Yeah, I go once a year.
But you go to the gyno
and
once a year.
And they kind of do.
But not the regular doctors.
No, that's why I thought that, but I forgot
that you go to a gyno.
And you know, like if something were like, I don't know, it would have to be a lot for me to go.
That's
like something would have to be reoccurring, like a pain or something reoccurring often,
like
or like a dark spot or like something that just won't go away and won't stop.
Yeah.
Like often for me to go for sure. But something that comes and goes, no way.
Right.
And I'm gonna wait it out and it's gonna be a long wait.
It'll be just fine. Yeah, so I'm very much, I'm like, if I feel any ailment going on, I'm like, let me go get it checked out. And Laura's like,
nope.
I'll be fine. And it's very fascinating to me because I'm not like that.
We're actually quite opposite.
I know, in that aspect, absolutely. Okay, let's see. Okay, if you could prescribe me one thing to do for the rest of this month, what would it be and why?
Read a self-help book.
Oh.
And I could, maybe Spagliato. I would get you to read The Art of Not Giving a Fuck. It's like one you probably haven't read.
That's not the yellow one.
No.
Got it. I've read the yellow one.
I would get really you. I would get you into a. You would do me a self help book.
You sure would.
Get you into.
Get me into a little Tony Robbins moment, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Yeah,
I'd get you
a little cold. A cold plunge.
Make you read like a chapter a night for the rest of the month.
A chapter a night. I feel like that's actually a really good thing, though.
It is.
Like, I feel like
it's
that's
beautiful.
Actually really good and smart to do.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Take a break. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, we're back with another question. Manny, how would you describe me to a stranger?
How would I describe you to a stranger? I would say one of the funniest,
evilest,
hardworking, conniving. No, but truly, one of the funniest, hardworking, sweet people I've ever met in my whole life.
Oh my God.
That would be my description to anyone that, whenever anyone asks me, like, oh, like, well, like, how's Laura? And I'm like, she's truly incredible.
Truly insane.
Insane.
I'm just kidding. Thank you. That's very
10th
sweet.
Degree. But like, it adds to the charm.
It does. One day, you know, Manny looked at me and goes, you're so funny, but you're not trying to be, but it's very funny right now.
Yeah. Like, that's how Laura is. Like, Laura, the epitome of like not trying, but like just does and is. You're like, you don't try to be funny. You're just funny.
So are you. I would describe you in a very similar way.
I feel like I don't like, I think if I try to be funny, I'm not funny.
That's the thing.
I think naturally, like, I'll just do funny things and just things just happen.
Yeah.
But I can't try. Because if I try too hard, I'm like, I look like a try hard. I'm like a fucking loser.
It could be corny.
It could be corny. Yeah. Cringy, corny. You know, cringy, like, corny. I've been sending you some cringy, corny content recently from people.
You gotta stop. You sure have.
I have been. It's been one of my more guilty pleasures recently is sending you cringy stuff. Literally, okay. What am I most qualified to give advice about?
Ooh.
Like most qualified. What do I give good advice
being on? Being a receiver in sex. Because Manny told me this story from this week. And the things that Manny has experienced, and I swear to God, there's no one else on earth that has experienced some of the things that he has experienced sexually. And like, as soon as I think I cannot be shocked,
he shocks me. I shock you to your core.
He shocks me down to my butt.
The one that I just told you recently.
The one you told me recently.
That one gooped you good.
And the thing is, I've heard 100 of these stories, but the thing is, that one shocked me.
That was a wild one.
Things happen, Manny. There have been so many.
There's been
The back picker.
The back hair puller.
The one that went MIA. Like,
there's a gazillion.
There is, and every time it's something completely different that I've never heard of before. Docking. I mean, like, it is.
Soaking. Docking, too. That's a whole separate thing, too.
Like,
no, it's crazy.
Manny, like, I swear to God,
I've been well-versed in many things.
That's the thing.
I'm a sex.
There are other better things, but that is just one that comes to mind.
Immediately. That's an immediate. I'm very well versed in things happening.
I know
sexually.
A lot of gay people, but none of them have told me these stories.
Somehow I get myself into predicaments.
Funny because, in a weird way, I imagine
the
this. I
at
see
the steam
it
room?
Happen. The toe.
At the steam room. I don't think I've ever told a story, but you know the toe. Like,
gummy bear, the toe.
Gummy bear
was there. I mean, not then,
no,
but,
yes, but gummy
that's
bear.
There's just so many moments. There's just so many.
There really is. I think that is something I could definitely qualified
you
for.
You are a connoisseur.
I am a story connoisseur, a collector, if you will, of experiences sexually. And you guys, I feel like the full fam loves to hear the stories too.
They do.
Because they're sick in the head and they love hearing my trauma. They love hearing it.
Okay, if we were a band, what would our name be? Whole coverage.
I feel like the podcast is our band.
It is
like
our
in
band.
A way like this
I
is like
too.
It would be called Full Coverage.
This is
or
like
it would
our
be
thing.
It would yeah. It's our thing already. Like
it's our collaborative
like already,
thing.
Yeah, Full Fantasy.
Well, mine was lame, but that was it. The rest.
No, that's a good one.
Okay,
I think that's a good one. But what would you think? It'd be Full Coverage, right?
Something it'd be Full Coverage. Lines? Yeah, this
or something
is like
even more. Why do I think if we were in a band,
Lanny.
It'd be like a metal.
Lanny and Mora.
Yeah, Lanny and Mora.
And the Pussycat Dolls.
Yes, Lanny and the Mora.
Show.
And the Moras. Mora and Lanny.
That might be it.
We're going to have to revisit that one.
Yeah.
Because that's a good, I like that. Okay. What do you think I fear the most?
Oh, losing your parents, Rosea, or like something, losing a very close person to you. I think that's your biggest fear.
It is my biggest fear. That's my number one. I feel like if my mom or my dad or my brothers...
Like
I'm gonna need to be institutionalized.
And I think that you're not, but I think that is a reasonable fear.
Right?
I think it's
and
a very
you,
reasonable fear.
Or if I lost you, it would be.
And you know, I'd be driving crazy, honey.
I know. And there's rain. You need to be careful. Like
we
if I lost
go
you,
there. No.
Like.
Likewise.
I can't even think that. Shut the fuck up.
Do you see what I'm talking about? The guy's hitting himself.
Like, listen, I wouldn't be well. Like, I'm just telling you. Like, I don't do good
with
loss.
It's a reasonable
loss,
fear. It's a reasonable fear because it's life altering.
I know. And it's, but, I mean, it's also part of life. And
it
you know what's
is.
Funny is like, as I get older, I will say like that when I was younger, if you even brought up the idea of like my mom or dad dying, I would start crying. Like even the idea of it.
I think it's because too, when you're younger, you're so dependent. And I know you're not thinking about like, oh, I'm going to lose them and I need them.
Totally.
But it does. Whenever you're on your own and everyone's naturally getting older, like you start to, it becomes reason. There's reason
you're like,
behind
okay.
it. Yeah.
You almost like know that it's like, okay, this is like a natural way of
it
life.
It is. It becomes more natural
it becomes
the older
more natural.
You get.
Exactly. So like, obviously it doesn't mean I would be less devastated. I just can wrap my head around it more now than I could 10 years
it's
ago.
It's just unspeakable when you're young.
Yeah, it's unspeakable,
it
unthinkable. And like, it still is to me, but it's more like I could understand it more
right.
as I get older, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. What do you think my superpower is?
Oh my gosh, your superpower is your memory.
Ooh,
like Laura has the memory
one.
Of an elephant,
of a goldfish.
An ox. No, that's me. That is me though. Laura has this uncanny way of just like knowing things and remembering things from years and years and years past. Like truly, it's honestly incredible. Wow. Especially because to me, like, I don't have a good memory.
Yeah.
So I think so. Knowing that you do is really cool. It is a blessing and a curse because we've had many discussions about this.
Because I'm like, well,
they did this in 2016.
Well, you need to remember.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm like, wait, I didn't remember that.
I just keep everything in the back of my head, you know?
But like your recall is absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
The way she can recall things, like I've never met anyone that could do a thing like this. I don't know if it's a Virgo thing.
It might be. I don't know.
I feel like Virgos are very organized mentally as well as like in a physical aspect.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of times the Virgos I meet, they're very like, they're on.
Yeah,
they know things. What's going they fucking on. Figure they it out. Like they know what time it is.
I know what your superpower is. I think your superpower is people.
Mm.
Like you have a way with people. Like everyone knows you. Everyone likes you. Mm. Whenever we go somewhere, you have to introduce me to like 25 people. I'm like, okay. And like the thing is, I could not do that. Like I could not have that many friends. I could not. You don't entertain people. It's just like,
no, right.
It's just like you connect with people very well. I think that's what it is. I think you're a great connector with people and people connect with you really well and they have a good experience with you. So, you know, everybody wants to come and say hello. You have a great connection. You're easy to connect with.
You guys, I love this game.
Isn't it interesting?
Because Laura doesn't like tell me about her feelings.
No, I don't like that. I don't like talking about feelings. Like,
when Laura tells you like, you're great at connecting, I'm like, you never said that to me before.
I'll never say it again.
And I'll rewatch this podcast. All the views will be from me. No, it's so good. But I appreciate that. I feel like that is definitely something that I'm good at.
Yeah, I think you're like a really good connection.
People
person.
And like understanding people, what they do. I'm very empathetic.
You are.
And I think that's why I don't like to be like, I'm an empath.
I just feel like corny. People connect with you very easily. And like they like to connect with you. Mm. Like I feel like you're a people person. I feel like people are drawn to you. Naturally.
A magnetism.
Yeah, there's a magnetism there. Yeah.
I like that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I like this question.
All right, read it. Just read it.
Why do you think we met? Not how do we meet or where do we meet.
But like, why?
Why do you think that like universally we came to connect the way we did?
I personally think we had a common person in our life and we had common negative experiences with different people.
Multiple different people.
There were negative experiences with multiple people, but they were the same negative experiences that we were having from two different spectrums.
Yeah.
And it kind of brought us together.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like we're in different trajectories.
Yes.
But this like thing goes like this and like where it's almost like naturally drawn together.
Yeah.
Because remember the first thing we did, we went to like a premiere together.
Yeah.
And I asked you, I was like, do you want to come with me to like this like random ass fucking showing? It's random.
You know
premiere.
What's so weird? If some random person asked me to go to a premiere with them now, oh, I would so for right. sure be like,
no way in hell.
I'm staying here. Yeah,
I could not
I'm
do
like,
that.
Yeah, sure.
And you were like, yeah, but we had met though multiple
times. We had hung out.
We just had never been
one-on-one.
We
actually had hung out a bunch of times, but like multiple with other times. People mm-hmm. and we had never one-on-one. So yeah.
So it was our first like one-on-one experience. But I agree. I feel like it definitely was like the universe's way of being like, y'all have had messy ass bullshit in your life from people that you all know. Let's like bring them together to find some peace.
Yeah.
And we found so much common ground so quickly.
We did. And it was we were the just common like, ground.
Holy shit. Like, we connect way better than some of the other connections we've had.
And then we continue to connect and continue to not have negative experiences with one another.
And so, now we are seven, 8 years later.
And here we are, 102 years later.
Uh-huh. Since the 80s.
How do our personalities complement one another?
Ooh. I think our personalities complement one another because I feel like in spots like that I lack, you have so good.
Mm.
Like think for example, like even like the memory stuff, like even in social situations, like if let's say if I'm not feeling it and Laura is, I'm like, okay, Laura, like I got like you got it for us both, and it makes me like want to do it more.
Yeah.
Or like I see you and you inspire me to do so many things that I'm like, oh, I'm inspired to do this with
Laura.
So it's like I will do that. So I feel like in a way that complements one another.
I think so too.
Because it's like we both go with the flow.
We do. That's another thing. We're both a lot of people, it's crazy. A lot of people in the industry are conniving. What conniving means is they're plotting. They're always like actively out for someone or they're actively trying to, they have a lot of ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. Like the things they say and do are to get something out of someone or for a reason. It's never genuine. And like, I never experienced that with you. And there are quite a few people who I haven't experienced that with as well, but there are a lot who I have. And it's sometimes specifically in the industry can be difficult to find someone to connect with that doesn't have ulterior motives. It's just like, I'm here. This is me. When I say hi, I mean it. When I say I love you, I mean it. Mm-hmm. When I come to visit, it's just to visit.
Yeah, it's chill. You know, we're hanging out.
It's chill.
I think that's a huge part of it too. And like, we're always like that since like the beginning. We never were like trying to show off one another or like use one another for anything. It was always just like a genuine like, yo, what's up? And like me and Laura are actually like, even though we can be like sporadic and crazy and wild and funny, whatever, we're so chill naturally.
Yeah.
And like the chillness from one another, I think it resonates so well.
Oh.
Because like if we do have an issue with something, like we can talk about it because we are so chill.
Yeah.
No one's like too high strung.
Yeah.
No one's too like anything. Like we're so receptive of each other's energy. And I think that's a huge like,
and like it's okay to be a high strung person, but it takes certain people to be around super high strung people. You know what I mean? It's like everybody has their thing.
And I have moments where I will be around high strung people.
But for the most part,
I'm not.
We're not.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't, in small doses, I can do anything in small doses. But in reality where I'm like, yo, like I can go to Laura's house and we can watch a movie and that's an amazing night for me. That's a win.
There was a TikTok. It was like, ugh, the friends that you don't have to be on for.
Oh.
You can just like, hey,
what's up? We can be on like, if you're on your phone around your friend and you're having a good time too, like you don't have to even be like constantly talking, constantly going, like that real friendship where you don't feel like you have to be on, that's real.
That's a real one.
That's a real ass shit. That's, and so when we're like, even like at our house, we're chilling, we're just like on our phone, I'm like, oh my God, look at this shit. Like,
yeah,
that's real. That's like a connection.
Ugh, it's so rare. Do you want to do like one more?
Yeah.
All right.
I grabbed two.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so what about me is the hardest thing for you to understand?
I like that one.
That's a good one, right? I feel like that's a deep one.
I think I grew up vastly different from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like sometimes your fears, I don't understand because I was thrown in the wild, like growing up, like
feral.
Like feral animal, truly feral animal. Mm-hmm. Like things like where I grew up and like how I grew up was just like things don't matter. And it's just like you don't do all these little things. Like you learn how to swim by getting thrown in a lake. Like, you know, you stay in the sun 24. I don't know. Like everything is just so loosey goosey. Mm-hmm. And I felt like you grew up Mormon. And you grew up in a bubble and you grew up with rules, like real rules. Like we grew up so different. Mm-hmm. So like there are things and aspects in your life that I don't understand,
right,
but it comes from your upbringing.
Right.
And same probably for you, for me, like why I don't go to the doctor and like why I don't do any things like that. Whereas you take care of more things like that. And it's probably like, what in the hell is going on here? You know what I mean? Because we're so different in that way, like how we grew up.
Totally. I mean, at the end of the day, like you're always going to be a byproduct. Product of your raising and the way you were brought
like
up
your
in
childhood
some way.
Yeah, all like, those subconscious things that go in your head, you know.
I just like, the cool thing too is like, even though we are so vastly different,
well, opposites attract.
Yeah, absolutely. But we also respect each other's
like we like understand things.
Like we understand, like I respect all of Laura's decisions because she makes them because she's smart. Like she's not dumb.
Like if many of your life was crumbling due to your decisions you're making and those decisions were falling on your upbringing, I'm sure I would talk to you about them.
100%.
But you're like super successful. Things are going great and you're quite opposite from me. So I mean,
so it could work.
Who am I to question?
So it could work.
I may not understand it, but who am I to question it?
Absolutely. And the same
goes
for you.
It's
the same goes for you. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you're doing it, but here you are.
It's happening.
By the skin on your teeth.
By the skin on my teeth. By the skin on my teeth.
Absolutely.
So it's just like interesting in that way.
It really is. And I don't really ever, like the game obviously made me think of it, but I don't really ever think about that.
Did you know
we had such different upbringings.
Growing up, I like even through high school, I never had heard of Mormon before.
Really?
Never had even heard of Mormon. I've heard of like Jehovah Witness.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Catholic, Christian, Baptist, Methodist, like all Southern Baptist, like all of those Pentecostal.
Right.
But I had never heard of Mormon before. Mm-hmm. And when I moved to California, I'm sure by my 20s I had heard it, but I had no idea what it was. And when I moved to California, there are a lot of Mormons, a lot of Mormon temples on the West Coast. And it was a learning experience for me.
Yeah,
like
much
truly,
more.
I knew nothing.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
You know the thing.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah. No, totally.
I didn't know. And you know, some practicing Mormons, they get deep within it.
Totally, totally.
They wear the clothes. No idea that was even happening. I even thought, you know, it's not Mormons that do this, but what are the people that marry more than one wife? That's
so
called polygamy.
That's polygamy.
So polygamy, I also thought, like in Alabama, I thought that that was something that happened like in the 1800s. I didn't even know that that was still a thing.
Oh,
I didn't even know.
But I feel like it's because it's illegal. That's why they are.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not like you can't do that. Like, that's not a thing.
I did not know polygamy was illegal.
I don't think you can't like marry multiple people. Obviously, you can be in an open relationship if you're not like married, but
so
legally
is that what
you
they
can't do
that. So is that what they do?
I'm assuming. I'm not exactly sure. I actually don't know a ton about the polygamy vibes.
Me either. I just didn't know. But like, if you're out here on the West Coast, not that people are polygamy, you hear about it in LA, like have polygamy or practice it
for
or
sure,
do it.
For sure, for sure.
But it's out here in the West Coast, so you hear about it a little more.
Yeah.
It's a little more, everything's a little more talked about here because it's more diverse out here. But there was just so much I learned moving out here.
Do you know what's funny is that, so like a lot of people think that Mormons all practice polygamy because in the past—
Well, that's insane.
There was polygamy in Mormon culture, not culture, but Mormon religion. Because a lot, how it happened was because— this is like during war, like this is during the wartime. So a lot of men would go off. So the men that stay behind would marry multiple women so they can do things. So they had like rights. Because you know, back in the day, like a man had to like—
Is that where it started, you think?
In the Mormon culture, that's where it started. Oh. I'm not sure exactly how it started, but like that obviously quickly, like once everyone came back, it was like everything's done.
I will say I watched, do you remember they did like a reality TV show on it? They have a reality TV show
about everything.
I can't remember what it was called. They had
Sister
one.
Sister Wives?
Yes, that's it.
My mom watched Sister Wives.
I watched it.
She's
and when
like
I tell
obsessed.
You, my brain fucking exploded out of my 100%. Head because I was like, what?
It's what? Shocking to me. Like for anything that's not like in a, like back in the 1800s when it was like for rights.
Yeah.
Like if it's not that, it's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird. Like
well,
any of it's weird.
The
to me.
White, like exactly what you could imagine in your head is happening
is happening.
Do you think that the women hate each other and are arguing and fighting for the man's attention? Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening. Like they're constantly
like
at each other. And that's like the show.
Why do you get Tuesdays?
Yes. Yes.
I want Tuesday and Wednesday.
That right there. That's what it is. And like, I'm the main wife.
That's so fucking weird to
me. It is. It is.
And like, also like, why does the guy get the one that gets to have all the girls? Like, why can't it be a girl that have a bunch of guys?
The thing that irked me about watching the TV show was how the women would like fight over this lame ass man.
Why are you fighting? Yeah, why are you fighting over his lame ass?
Like, what the fuck?
Like, I hate
that. Like, you know you don't have to do this. And it would be crazy because they would have like such young girls and then she would start practicing polygamy. Like, she would marry like an older man with a bunch of wives, like get bought into the family. See, to me—
That's weird.
I was like, strange. But anyways—
To me, that's weird. I'm not—
Not about it.
Not about
into
it,
it.
Not approved by me.
Well, you wouldn't have like 3 or 4 boyfriends? No, me either.
I sure wouldn't.
Mm-mm.
I think that's it for today's episode, you guys.
That's
that
it.
That was fun.
This was so much fun.
That was a fun game. I'm glad we got to play.
Oh my God.
Like, that was cool. I mean, there's like so many more too that we could always, if we want to just a part tour.
Honey,
we could totally make that
we're
happen.
We're into it. So anyways, thank you guys for being here and watching. We will see you guys next Friday. Be sure to rate, comment, like, and subscribe.
Comment down below. We love you guys so much. And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.